Well, there we gone and done it. We mentioned ficus, and what do you know? We got a ficus call on the line.
Oh, yeah.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. I have a green gem ficus that my husband has grown into a beautiful canopy tree over a garden area. But the berries are driving me nuts. And I'm just wondering, is there anything you can do to stop the fruiting on that tree? It doesn't need to grow anymore as far as I'm concerned. It's
well,
is there any way I can stop the berries?
There are some fruit elimination products on the market that we used back in the day a lot with olive trees, when olive trees were very common and planted in the valley. And people, in fact, one of the products at that time was called Olive Stop. I don't know that that product exists. I believe Monterey Company makes a product called Florel, F-L-O-R-E-L. It's called Florel Fruit Eliminator. And I would probably go online and research that product and see if it lists, because I don't know off the top of my head, if it lists ficus. It will eliminate fruit on a lot of things. The key with that, though, is it's timing. You have to catch it when the blooms are starting to open up, and it basically stops the pollination process. The problem with ficus or any fig is that the bloom and the fruit are all kind of one and the same, and so it'd be very difficult to catch it at a time. But I believe that it can also be used after the fruit has set at a certain rate for thinning fruit or knocking fruit off, and so that part that might work, that application. I would just either research it or even email or call Monterey Chemical Company and see if they've had any experience or success with it on ficus. So there is a chance, yes.
Okay. It would do wonders for our tree and our marriage, so that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck.
We appreciate the call, and we've got a couple text questions that have come in. One person was asking about the citrus tree growing cycle. I don't know if they're asking for maybe the fertilizing cycle or...
Well, citrus trees, they grow in spurts. They'll put on a lot of new growth in the spring. Obviously, that's their main time. But they'll also, after summer, like right now, you'll see a resurgence of growth, some new growth as a recovery from the hot weather. We recommend fertilizing them. The easiest way we've always talked about it here on the show to remember is Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. So sometime in the early spring, sometime in the early summer, and once again maybe in late summer to kind of help with that regeneration of new growth to recover from any summer damage. So if you'll time your fertilizers in those time frames, you're also kind of giving them nutrition at the times they are most apt to put on new growth.
And then this one, how do I keep my winter grass from clogging the bottom of my mower?
Well, I was one of the things I wanted to get into it with Jay Danick from West Coast Turf, but in the old days we used to plant a lot of annual ryegrass, and annual ryegrass gets real tall and it's very wide-bladed and holds a lot of moisture, and it's very wet, and it's terrible trying to mow it. Now, hardly anybody plants, although I did see annual ryegrass seed for sale in some facilities this fall. First of all, don't plant. If that's what you planted, don't do it again. You want perennial ryegrass. It's a blend of finer-bladed grass, much easier to mow. The second thing is, you may be watering too much. If you're trying to mow it and it's wet already, ryegrass is just inherently wetter. So make sure your water is off maybe for a couple of days before you mow. Mow it later in the day. If you're mowing early in the morning, it also tends to have a lot of dew on it this time of year. Wait till maybe later in the day or in the afternoon. And lastly, you may be cutting. Jay Danick talked about only taking a third of the leaf length off when you mow if you're trying to remove too much growth when you're mow. And then the final thing is make sure your mower blade is sharp.
One last one I'm going to sneak in here. Martha is looking to replace oleanders, and she's got three options, and she wants your recommendation on which of these three would be best. Hop seed, fruitless olive, or rosewood? Or none of the above?
Well, those would all be fine. I would say probably the fruitless olive might be the faster growing of those three. It's a gray foliage, though, so you'd have to be okay with not having green. But she couldn't go wrong with any of those, really.
Jay Harper, The Farm's Choice, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
You're welcome.